First case, please.
Our first case this evening is number 12147, Robert and Ruth Burdekin. Thank you. Who is seeking variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks for existing structures under sections 115-25 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Grant Avenue, approximately 833 feet south of Lincoln Drive. The 911 address is 38791 Grant Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.18, parcel 63. Staff would note we received zero letters in support, zero letters in opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, the applicant is seeking variances from the front yard required 5-foot setback. They're requesting 0.6 feet and 0.5 feet for the dwelling, 0.8 feet for a shed, as well as side yard setback on the south side adjacent to lot 16. The setback there is 5 feet. They're requesting 0.3 feet for the detached shed. And on the north side adjacent to lot 14, they're requesting 3.6 for the stairs. Staff also notes that the original application included some additional variance requests that were no longer necessary due to the changes in the county code. And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, Robert Burdekin, 38791 Grant Avenue, Selbyville, Maryland. Delaware, I'm sorry.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you.
Transplant.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Benane Robinson. I'm an attorney at Steve Parsons' office, and I represent the Burdekins with respect to their application. As stated on the record, the property is located at 38791 Grant Avenue in Selbyville, which is in the Cape Windsor subdivision. It was purchased by the Burdekins on March 15th of this year. A survey was done just before settlement, which noted several encroachments into the county setbacks. We are seeking to just keep the existing structures in place. They're not seeking to add anything else at this point. So specifically, they're seeking a 0.3 foot variance to allow the existing shed to remain 4.7 feet from the side property line, a 0.8 foot variance to allow the existing shed to remain 4.2 feet from the front property line, a 0.6 foot variance and a 0.5 foot variance to allow the existing dwelling to remain 4.4 and 4.5 feet respectively from the front property line, and then a 3.6 foot variance to allow the existing steps on the northern side of the property to remain. The property is unique in that the lot is very small. The lots in this community are 4,500 square feet, and there's just not a whole lot of room for improvements there. If the variance isn't granted, the applicants will be required to remove or relocate every structure on the property, which would be a significant expense and an undue burden upon them. It is my understanding that the home has been in its place or its current location since 1983. And the sheds, I believe, were both placed in 1999, so they've been there for quite some time. The property cannot otherwise be developed. The variance requested is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and that the applicants cannot maintain the existing structures on the property without the variance. As mentioned, in order to become compliant, they would have to relocate or remove every structure on the property. The encroachments were not created by the applicant. They purchased the property March 15th of 2018, as I mentioned, and at that time, all of the structures were in their current locations, and as I mentioned, they've been there for quite some time. Variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The structures, again, have been there for many, many years, and allowing them to remain will not alter the character of the community, nor will it impair or impair the use or development of the adjacent properties. This property that the Burdekins purchased is like many properties in the community where there's sheds in the front yard. The homes all appear to be within the setbacks. So it certainly wouldn't be out of character to allow the house to remain as it is or the structures to remain as they are. And then lastly, they are seeking the minimum variance that will allow the applicants to keep the current structures in their current locations. Anything you want to add, Mr. Burdekin? Everything was true and correct?
All right.
That's all I have.
We'll start with you, Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions at this time?
I do not.
Thank you. Ms. McGee.
I don't have any questions.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor. Questions.
Thank you. Mr. Warden.
Questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions.
Sure. How far is the edge of paving from the front property line, do you know? I don't believe it's shown on the survey.
The driveway?
Yeah. No, the edge of paving in the front property line, the edge of paving of Grant Avenue, do you know if there's a distance there, is there a gap?
I don't know.
Mr. Burdekin, how far would you say your edge of your dwelling is to Grant Avenue, the paving of it?
Well, there's stones between me and the road, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
3 feet, 4 feet, something like that.
Additional from the front property line, okay. And it looks like your rear property, the portions of it are perhaps in the lagoon there, because it looks like your bulkhead doesn't go to your rear property line, is that correct?
Yeah, but there's part of it, it's in the lagoon, so the bulkhead's not there.
That's not much.
I don't know what that lagoon is.
The bulkhead ends right there.
The bulkhead ends, and then there's a small step down.
Okay, so it's not matching the property. And I see there says a planter over, is that your neighbor's planter? Or is that yours on the south side?
It's on this side of the fence, so it must be mine.
Okay.
Hope squatter's right.
I have no further questions, thank you.
All righty, thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant more than met our criteria for a variance, and we're, most of us are familiar with Cape Windsor, so I make a motion that we approve case 12,147. The uniqueness of the property is the unusual shape and size of the lot. It cannot otherwise be developed for reasonable use. The applicant did not create the difficulty because they purchased it that way. And it will not alter the essential character of the development because most of the community has the same issues. And in this case, it is a minimal variance request to keep the existing location as he purchased the property.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,147. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Portman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 12,147 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes.